Hello, everybody, and welcome to This Week in Figure Skating for the week of May 6th through 12th, 2013. Happy Mother's Day to everybody, especially Mrs. Mura, who became a mother this week, courtesy husband Takehiko Mura having a daughter. In other news, the big news this week were the written releases, with two communiques from the ISU on the Olympic entries and on the next season in general. The former largely reiterates what we know already and talks about dates and judges' draws, but the latter is the schedule of all ISU-sanctioned international competitions next season, now more fully with the Lombardia Trophy and Denkova Stavisky Cup both listed, though one competition, Francis Koo Internationale, is listed as happening sometime in January. They don't know when yet. Four new senior Bs have been added to the calendar. The Skate Down Under in Melbourne, the weekend before the Junior Grand Prix starts, the Ukrainian Open in Kyiv, the weekend before Christmas, the Hamar Trophy in Norway, the same weekend as Europeans, and the Sarajevo Open in Bosnia, the first weekend in February. Also, technically, Nordics is turning into two competitions. The Senior Level Nordics Open, which will be open to non-Nordic skaters, and the Junior Novice Nordics, which will not be, though these two competitions will occur together. Sadly, not only is the Medal Winners Open no longer there, but neither are the Istanbul Cup or Città di Torino Trophy, suggesting these events, too, have been cancelled. The weekend of the Japan Open, the 1st of October, will still be one of four international competitions, though, and the weekend of November 17th will be crazier still, what with the Trophy Eric Bompard, Warsaw Cup, Murano Cup, and Pavel Roman Memorial all occurring. Not to mention the sub-senior competition Skate Calais, and even crazier than that will be the Grand Prix finale happening the same weekend as the NRW Trophy, Golden Spin of Zagreb, and Santa Claus Cup. Lots of events happening concurrently all in all, even the Olympics will begin the same time as the Dragon Trophy in Slovenia. Similarly released was the announcement of the Nebelhorn Trophy. Much of it was pretty run-of-the-mill, with the entry deadline date listed as June 10th, but this time around, they're restricting the entries from the start, declaring that, in principle, there should only be 24 entries in each competition, with exceptions made only to allow all countries that wish to qualify Olympic berths where they don't have them to do so, which means they're probably going to have a lot more in the singles, and while they state that in theory, those countries that came in the top 10 in each single Switzerland at Nebelhorn last year can send two skaters if there's room for them, really, there won't be. All countries will be allowed to enter two couples in the pairs and dance competitions, so long as they don't hit 24 entries there, while Germany itself reserves the right to enter as many couples as they want. Meanwhile, they've announced a new team prize for the competition, the Fritz Geiger Memorial Trophy, for which the highest-placed competitors from countries will earn a certain amount of points, and the country with the most points wins. The gala, which only promises invitation from the top three in each discipline, will also invite the skaters from the top three teams. The biggest interview of this week was pretty much Alyssa Cisney's with the skating lesson. In it, she talked at length about the last few years, her torn labrum, and how she only really got good at competing during the 2011 season after her coaching change. She also talked about the long Marina Zueva choreograph last summer. Zueva decided on Gone with the Wind, which caused Cisney to watch the movie for the first time, then she suggested a specific version of the music to Zueva, and the program was done while she was still recovering, which made it take longer, but she really took to it. She has now been back on the ice a month, strengthening her hip and working on basic skating, has just officially finished physical therapy, and speaks of adding the triple-triple when her jumps and hip are fully back, and she will get a new short to go with the Gone with the Wind long. She says about this upcoming season, "My biggest goal is the Olympics, but beyond that, this is really where I feel I belong right now." Very similar was the interview with Caitlin Weaver and Andrew Poget published this week, though it was done back at the World Team Trophy. It covered a shorter time period, namely from her injury onward. They talked about him drilling solo polka in Detroit while she did accelerated rehab in Toronto and sending each other continuous photos, finding mutual support with training mates Nathalie Pechel and Fabian Borza as they dealt with his injury, and how they wanted to make it the world so much, doing so is quite something. And they called the two programs they did there two of the best run-throughs we've done all year. Says Weaver, "I feel like every bad thing has turned into a good thing. And this season especially, we learned why we do this. Why do we want to keep doing this? It's because it makes us happy." They expressed pleasure at competing at the World Team Trophy as well, of course, saying they'd always wanted to do it and saw it as a perfect end to the season, even though they didn't skate their best. They expressed support for the team event in general and definitely want to be the team doing it at the Olympics, especially since they've always seen themselves as benefiting from competing as often as possible. Then they went home for her to have her screws taken out, which took her off the ice again for at least a handful of weeks, but then will come next season, and they don't have any specific plans after that. When asked, they said they generally don't plan that far ahead, though they see themselves as not having peaked yet, says she. "We don't want to cut off our potential." Johnny Weir Voronov's been talking this week too, partly as promotion for the first of the summer's two Ice Dream shows, which he headlined last night in Jamestown, New York, debuting a new Lady Gaga program to Born This Way, since really, he needed to do that song at some point. He said beforehand about skating the show, "I want to go back to the hotel that night and just die from exhaustion because I've skated that hard and performed that hard for the audience." Indeed, Born This Way included not only a very sparkly white white bodysuit and a fur boa, but also a triple axel. He noted he's torn over his short program, as on one hand, he never did do justice to the version of Poker Face Gaga herself made for him. On the other, he kind of wants to bring Russian music to a Russian Olympics. Other performers at the show included Max Aaron, whom Mir Voronov expressed further support for, despite their both being the cutthroat competition for the two spots to the Olympics. He even said over it, "Now that I'm the vet, I look at young guys as people I have to encourage. They are the new wave of American figure skating." Aaron himself, while skating to Alex Clare's Too Close, related his whole experience winning nationals, complete with his changing into his street clothes after skating under the assumption he wouldn't medal, and also how he won the national juvenile boys title on the same ice as the show. The second show flies all the way to Oakland, California on June 2nd. In other music news, a week after getting attention saying Ivan Berio was defecting, Dopio Axel got more attention by posting what they disclaim is merely rumor. The Nathalie Payson Fabian Borsaz free dance is set to selections from Alan J. Lerner and Frederick Lowe's score from the 1974 film musical version of Le Petit Prince. Elsewhere on social media, Kara Corpy is asking for music suggestions on Twitter while getting Jeffrey Buttle to choreograph her short. She is apparently considering Ad Imaginarium by metal band Nightwish for either the short program or possibly just a show program. Other skaters, instead of their music, are talking about what Grand Prix events they want. A week after their coach revealed Tatiana Volozhuk and Maxim Trankov aren't interested in their home event, they themselves have said they in fact want to do Skate America and the NHK Trophy. Yuna Kim, too, is interested in Skate America, though she is also interested in both Skate Canada and Trophy Eric Bombard, so she's letting the federations have some choice there. And for next season, we'll have a supposed retiree back. Victoria Pavuk, who retired in the middle of last season, has agreed to come back on the behest of the Hungarian Federation, who were looking at probably only one ice dance entry at their home Europeans and wanted to have a lady, too. Encouraged by the promise of better training conditions, she agreed, and now has to get her jumps back after a year off the ice, but is getting back into shape faster than she'd expected. She will compete at the Nebelhorn Trophy, but her main goal is to get a competition back under her belt, whether she qualifies for Sochi in the process or not. But more confirmatory news, rumors of Iluba Vilyasheshkina's and Yannick Kukun's splitting are now confirmed by her appearance in Ice Partner Search. No word on what he's up to. But going back to rumor, there's one in Canada that junior ice dancer Shane Fyrus has teamed up with an American partner. Also, Sean Trankov and Nina Moser's other senior and junior teams are now in New Jersey, having flown in Friday, mainly for choreography, according to Moser. This includes Xenia Stilbova and Fledar Klimov. Stilbova's boyfriend will be on the move too this summer. Alexander Zhulin spoke this week about his plans to take his group to Latvia June 15th and stay there a month and a half while getting their programs from previous choreographers Igor Orshulyak and Sergei Pechkov. Ekaterina Bobrova and Dmitry Solveyev have also both talked, she about training the Finn steps and other things by herself while he was off the ice, though they will both take a break at the end of May, and he about returning to the ice and really liking their new music, though he won't identify it yet. A number of other interviews were posted by skating blogger Ryan Stevens. Among them were Sara Hurtado and Adria Diaz, who declined to give details on next year's programs, but talked about breaking ground as a Spanish ice dance team when it's a discipline many Spaniards don't even know exists. "It's very special knowing you are making history with every step you make, and at the same time is a big responsibility. I don't know if we are truly aware of how much we are doing. We just keep going and we look forward to achieving our goals. Their biggest goal is making the Olympics." Stevens also spoke with Grant Hochstein, who speaks of now being confident with his triple axel and crediting new coaches Karen Quad and Peter Obergard. He says his goals this season are consistency on the quad and a return to the top 8 at national. And with South Africa holding their national championships Monday and Tuesday, since they aren't holding a senior men's event, he interviewed the reigning junior champion Johan Wilkinson instead, who is staying junior this season, then moving up. He's actually debuting new programs, a short to end the mood and a long to feeling begins, and is working on his Lutzen flip and his spread eagle, which he's more embarrassed about. He talks about how it hasn't been easy for skating to develop in South Africa due to limited resources, but lately the field's been increasing, which he likes. The biggest shows of the summer are still to come, with the cast of All That Skate expanded this week to include Tatiana Vozovzhar and Maxim Trankov, Elena Savchenko, Robin Sulkovy, Javier Fernandez, Ashley Wagner, Haijin Kim, Jin Seo Kim, and Fiona Seldua and Dmitry Sukhanov. The full cast also came out for Fantasy on Ice in Fukuoka, courtesy the blog of the musical accompaniment, LA-based electronic rock band AI. To the previously reported names, they've added Miki Ando, Akiko Suzuki, Kanako Murakami, Akio Sasaki, Nam Nguyen, local national competitor Tomoyuki Koriyama, Vladimir Bezidin, Alexei Polsachuk, and Ekaterina and Alexander Chesna. And Art on Ice, while it's already released its full cast, and Daisuke Takahashi's plans to skate to Fumiya Fuji were also known, they filled in more of the performances through the live artists. For Shizuka Arakawa, Fuji will perform his version of the Disney song Go the Distance, Hanyu will skate to True Love, his breakout single from 1993, and for Miki Ando, Catherine Jenkins will sing Amazing Grace. Meanwhile, as D-Sun confirmed all the information for Family Tribute on Ice, more local media has divulged the info for another one of their shows. Pandora's Unforgettable Holiday Moments on Ice will take place in Jacksonville, Florida, November 9th, to be aired on NBC December 1st. The cast includes Brian Boitano, Sasha Cohen, Kimmy Meisner, Sinead and John Kerr, Ryan Bradley, and Elena Leonova and Andre Cavalco. Christy Yamaguchi and Michael Weiss host. Mannheim Steamroller will be there as always, and this year they'll be joined on stage by Martina McBride. Also announced are the details of An Evening on Ice, Nicholas Roach's annual fundraiser show in El Segundo, this year playing the afternoon and evening of July 20th. He'll have Ty Babylonian Randy Gardner hosting, and joining him on the ice will be Alyssa Sisney, Kimmy Meisner, Stephen Cousins, Katie Denny and John Coughlin, Adam Rippon, Rachel Flatt, Emily Hughes, Joshua Ferris, Douglas Rosano, Jonathan Gazar, Vincent Zhao, Bibi Liang, Shatara Omori, Lei Kaize, Polina Edmonds, Alexei Gillis, Alexander Johnson, Derek Delmore, Star Andrews of With My Hair Routine fame, reigning novice ladies champion Tyler Pierce, 2012 novice pairs champions Chelsea Liu and David Prini, and Sacred Ice Skating Team Fusion. And that is This Week in Figure Skating. Good night.